Greetings in the name of Jesus. In this talk, I will speak to four frequently asked questions about the religious act of baptism. The Bible speaks often on this topic, and those who respect the Scriptures as the Word of God should be interested in knowing what they have to say on baptism. Please listen and then read the biblical passages to which we refer. The first question is, who should be baptized? The answer is everyone who believes in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, Jesus said to his disciples, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." The gospel is the good news that Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth to die as a sacrifice for men's sins. In Acts chapter 8, we find an inspired preacher named Philip who was preaching the gospel to a man who is simply called the eunuch. At the time Philip was teaching, they were riding along the road in the eunuch's chariot. As the man listened to the sermon, they came to a body of water. The eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me to be baptized?" The preacher said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And the eunuch said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." His statement of his belief convinced the preacher, and he was baptized. This brings us to our second question, which is, how is baptism carried out? Philip and the eunuch answer this question for us also. The Bible says in verse 38 of Acts chapter 8 that they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. The word baptism in those days always meant a barrel in water or to be immersed in water in obedience to Christ. This fits with what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. He said, "We are buried with him," that's with Christ, "by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." The third question is, what is the purpose of baptism? And the answer is to obtain forgiveness of sins and become a child of God, or to put it in another way, to be made a member of the Lord's church. In Acts chapter 2, Philip preached the first gospel sermon after the resurrection of Jesus. It was on the first Pentecost after Jesus' crucifixion. Some of the same people who killed Jesus were there and heard Peter's sermon. In his sermon, Peter reminded them of the prophecies of their Old Testament scriptures which predicted the coming of Jesus. He refreshed them on the miracles that Jesus had done in their presence. And then he ended with a stinging rebuke, saying that this same Jesus whom you have crucified has God made both Lord and Christ. Peter's sermon was successful. Those murderers of the Lord were cut to the heart, and they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter told them in verse 38, "To repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." When Saul, who had been an unbeliever and a persecutor of Christianity, was converted, he repented and was praying. In Acts chapter 22, we are told that God sent a messenger by the name of Ananias to tell Saul what to do. When Ananias found Paul and found him repentant and a believer, he said, "Why do you wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins." This fits with what the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. Noah's families being saved from the flood in the ark, Peter said, was a figure or a picture of how baptism also saves us. The fourth and last question is baptism essential to salvation? And the answer is yes, the scripture says it is. Baptism completes our obedience to God's plan of salvation. The act of baptism alone does not save us. It is not a magic act that one does and then something happens to him. Instead, it is an act of obedience that completes the steps that God has told us to do in order to be saved from our sins. It is an act of obedience to God and of submission of our will to His. It is the act that puts us into Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 says, "As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." We read also in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, "Do you not know that as many of you as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death?" The phrase, "as many of us," means all who. In other words, in Paul's day, all who were baptized in order to get into Christ. Last of all, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, we are told, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." The one body Paul is talking about is the one mentioned just now, the spiritual body of Jesus Christ, or His kingdom. All of these things say that baptism is essential to salvation. Please think about these things, and may God bless you as you study His Word.